Amy Romakis is a political reporter with The Guardian. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning.
There still seems to be a fair amount of murkiness around this 3 million dose claim by the Prime Minister. What's your read on it?
Well, exactly what was happening with your interview with Dan Tehan there is that they're not answering key questions, and that's what's causing a lot of the frustration. Now, a lot of these deadlines that were set, like the 4 million people vaccinated by the end of March, these were targets that were set by the government. We were told that the vaccine rollout was being accelerated, that Australia was at the front of the queue for these vaccines. We were told a whole heap of things that hasn't happened. And now that those targets haven't been reached, we're now being told, well, we'll just have to wait and see how it rolls out. We've always been told that it was going to be slow. There's this reason and there's that reason. I think there needs to be a lot more transparency around the Australian rollout. We need more data. We need to know who has what doses, where they're going, and who is getting them. And I think the more those questions exist, the more we're going to have interviews like the one you just had.
Christine Holgate, on other matters, has lit up over the way she was forced out of Australia Post over the Cartier Watches saga. A lot of her anger directed at the chairman, but she's also angry with the Prime Minister for, as she says, hanging her out to dry. Does she deserve an apology?
I think she probably does deserve an apology, because we hear a lot about due process, and with Christine Holgate, not a lot of that seemed to have occurred. This all happened in estimates last year in October, where basically Christine Holgate's bonus prizes, I suppose, bonuses that were awarded of executives of Cartier watches were revealed. That caused a lot of instant anger. And then we saw the Prime Minister stand up in the Parliament saying that Ms. Holgate had been instructed to stand aside, and if she didn't wish to do that, then she could go. And that kind of sealed her fate at that particular point. So I can understand the anger there. I can also see why she's a little frustrated with how it's all kind of just been, we've all moved on from it. I think she has a case, and I think that's going to be another issue that the government is going to have to deal with in the next couple of weeks.
Now, the Commonwealth will convene talks today with the states on a new action plan to tackle domestic violence. Anne Rustin, the Social Services Minister, will be with us just after 8 o'clock to discuss that. There'll also be a response to the Kate Jenkins report on sexual harassment in the workplace. There's a fair amount of pressure on the government now to produce some substance on this. Do you have any insight into what they're actually going to be able to deliver?
I don't have any insight more than anyone else does at this point, other than they are going to be accepting most of the recommendations from the Respect at Work report. Now, that report isn't exactly revolutionary. It basically says that when there are allegations of sexual harassment or abuse, that the onus of proof is not so much on the victims, that it's on the culture. So it's about stamping out issues within workplaces to deal with the actual cultural and structural problems, rather than having individual victims having to continually prove their cases. That's been an issue across workplaces in Australia, not just Parliament or politics. And I think the delay in, it's been more than a year since we've had this report handed down. I think the delay is one of the most frustrating things here, given that the recommendations don't actually seem to be that difficult.
Amy Romakis, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Amy Romakis is political reporter with The Guardian newspaper.